This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Aaron Stock versus Policemen's and Firemen's Retirement Fund of the City of Richmond Heights, Missouri, decided April 15, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Aaron Stock, appellant, VA WD 87329, Policemen's and Firemen's, filed April 15, 2025, Retirement Fund of the City of Richmond Heights, Missouri, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County. The Honorable John E. Beadham, Judge before Division 2, Janet Sutton, PJ, and Alec Ahuja and Mark D. Pfeiffer, JJ. Aaron Stock was employed as a firefighter paramedic by the City of Richmond Heights from July 2015 to October 2021. Stock applied for duty-related disability benefits from the city's Policemen's and Firemen's Retirement Fund based on an injury to his left wrist. The fund's board of trustees found that Stock was permanently unable to perform his duties as a firefighter paramedic and that he was therefore disabled. The board determined, however, that Stock's disability was not duty-related. It awarded him a non-duty-related disability pension, which provides lower benefit payments. Two Stock filed a petition for judicial review in the Circuit of Cole County. The Circuit Court affirmed the board's decision. Stock appeals. We affirm. Factual background. Stock began working as a firefighter paramedic for the City of Richmond Heights on July 30, 2015. On June 3, 2020, Stock missed a step when exiting from a fire truck and fell from the truck. He twisted his right ankle and fell forward onto his outstretched left hand. Stock was taken to the emergency department of a local hospital, where he was diagnosed with a possible fracture of the left wrist. Stock was directed to follow up with an orthopedic surgeon. Stock's left wrist injury was treated by three local physicians. Stock first saw Dr. CB, one a physiatrist, who diagnosed Stock with a possible tear of the triangular fibrocartilage complex, TFCC, in his left wrist. At the recommendation of Dr. CB, Stock underwent an MRI of his left wrist on July 10, 2020. The results included severe osteoarthritis of the distal radial and ulnar joint, along with reactive bone marrow edema. Dr. CB referred Stock to Dr. RRH, an orthopedist. Dr. RRH diagnosed Stock with left wrist pain. In his report of Stock's initial visit on July 20, 2020, Dr. RRH noted that Stock's MRI showed negative ulnar variants, severe osteoarthritis, and a chronically dislocated ECU exterior carpi ulnaris. A negative ulnar variance exists where the ulna bone in an individual's forearm is abnormally shortened in relation to the radius bone. After a steroid injection, Stock was permitted to return to work with a splint and weight restrictions. One, pursuant to per 509-5520.15, RSMO, we do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this opinion. Three, Stock returned to Dr. RRH the following month and reported a decreased level of pain following the steroid injection. 2 weeks later, on August 27, 2020, Dr. RRH saw Stock again. At that point, Dr. RRH's records indicate that Stock relayed to us today that he is not feeling any pain in his left wrist. Dr. RRH discontinued the splint and permitted Stock to return to work without any restrictions. 1 month later, on September 24, 2020, Dr. RRH's medical notes state that Stock continued to improve and was working without issue. Dr. RRH had no further treatment recommendations, found Stock to be at maximum medical improvement, and discharged him from care. Stock returned to Dr. RRH on December 7, 2020, complaining of pain along the ulnar aspect of the wrist with periods increased in intensity and frequency over the last month. Stock told Dr. RRH that on November 1, 2020, Stock felt pain in his left wrist during a training exercise in which he was required to pull an anthropomorphic dummy from a window. Dr. RRH diagnosed Stock with left wrist strain pain, negative ulnar variance, gave him another steroid injection, and indicated that Stock should wear the splint until his next appointment. There is no record of Stock meeting with Dr. RRH again. On December 31st, 2020, Stock underwent a second MRI of his left wrist. The city's workers' compensation carrier referred Stock to Dr. RFH, an orthopedic surgeon. Stock visited Dr. RFH on January 12th, 2021. Dr. RFH reported that the December 2020 MRI revealed a partial thickness tearing of the ulnar attachment of the TFCC,
4.5 millimeters negative ulnar variance with findings of ulnar impingement and partial thickness tear of the volar fibers of the scapholinate ligament. Dr. RFH believed that Stock's symptoms were caused by 4, his fall from the fire truck on June 3, 2020. Dr. RFH told Stock that he had experienced an unusually bad TFCC tear. Although Dr. RFH cautioned Stock that he might develop arthritis in the future because of his short ulna, Dr. RFH did not believe Sainta.